our mini balance part two, and I guess the title of our balance was His Body Assembled. And this is coming out of Abounding Winds part 194. And in this particular teaching, we learned about his glory speaking. I just want to go over the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 2, 1 through 7, and just reiterate some things about how his glory speaks. And we were in this part of this the balance, or this part of the series on peace, God was letting us know that through, I believe, John chapter 17, when Jesus said, the glory that I have, I have given also unto them, that they may be one as we are one. And so in the book of 1 Corinthians, we began to explore how the glory begins to speak through us. And it says in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse number 1, it says, and I, brethren, when I came to you, came not with excellency of speech or of wisdom, declaring unto you the testimony of God. For I determined not to know anything among you, save Jesus Christ and him crucified. And I was with you in weakness and in fear and in much trembling. And my speech and my preaching was not with enticing words of man's wisdom, but in power, in demonstration of the Spirit and of power, that your faith, it says here, that your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. All right.
Amen.
See that?
Amen.
In the power of God. It would stand in the power of God. All right. So now we learned here that when glory, we learned two dimensions of glory. The first dimension was God's point of view estimate, and God's his estimate, point of view, and his opinion. And then the second level of glory was obviously manifestation. It was bringing forth. It was revealing and demonstrating the glory. Glory Amen. Is all about, if you walk in his mind, if you walk in the first level, the mind of God, and we as the body, because Christ being the head, walk in the first and second level of glory. All right. And when the glory begins to speak, there's demonstration.
Amen.
And so the glory has a voice, obviously, and the voice of glory always produces power and demonstration. If you're under the mind, if you're under the opinion, if we as the body are under the opinion of the head, there will always come demonstration.
Amen.
The word demonstration means manifestation or showing forth. It also means proof. All right. It means proof. And here's we go a little bit further. Look down in verse number 6 here. Howbeit we speak wisdom among them that are perfect, yet not the wisdom of this world, nor of the princes of this world that come to naught. Verse 7. Here we go. But we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, even the hidden wisdom which God ordained before the world unto our glory. So when glory begins to speak, it's coming because we're skilled and we become experts because of being connected to the head. The word wisdom means skilled and expert. We're an expert in this rhema. We know how to understand it. We know how to be positioned by it. We understand that we are the body of Christ. We become skilled in this. And so the voice of the glory brings demonstration. And it speaks.
Amen.
It wants to speak through us, the body of Christ. It
Amen.
Wants to speak. And when we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, we're not just speaking words of God's opinion. Paul said, we don't do that. No, but we come. He said, I don't come with speech. And he said, my speech isn't just preaching. It's not enticing words. It's of man's wisdom. But my preaching, what I'm walking in is demonstration and Amen. Power.
Amen. Amen.
And now that's the glory. That's how the glory wants to talk.
Amen.
It wants to speak through demonstration. And the Lord wants us in this place of unity and oneness, because it's here that we will see the Ruach of God move like we've never seen before. The Spirit of God will be endorsed as he was, and I will not stop talking about those guys over in the book of Acts, chapter 2, 3, and 4, because they became, this glory spoke loudly there. So much power and demonstration because of the oneness that they were in.
Amen.
The glory of God always puts its money where its mouth is, where his mouth is. And we as his body have this power and authority. We need to find it, and we need to consistently use it. It is our peace, hallelujah, in perfect manifestation.
Amen, amen.
It truly, truly is, all right? So we become skilled as we stay connected to the head, all right? And his wisdom was unto our glory. And that, remember this part here. The word unto means the point reached or entered of place, time, purpose, and result. It means to bring forth. So wisdom was ordained unto our skilled, becoming skilled in the word or in the rhema is unto, it is the point reached for glory to be released.
Amen.
So us being connected to the head has made us skilled, and it is the point that we needed to reach so we can see results. And the Lord knows I'm all about seeing his results in our lives. We're not clouds that come without rain.
Amen.
We're not a bunch of people that speak the word and not see the word. That's not who we've been called to be in this
Amen.
House.
Amen.
We are people called to see and hear the glory speak with demonstration.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
And coming into the knowledge of us being the body is going to cause the glory to speak yes, loudly God. On our behalf. All right. Yes. Then we begin. The Lord wanted to us to come into the realization that through our oneness, he's restored the years, stolen years that were meant for us to be in peace, to be in prosperity, welfare, favor. And so this message here through our oneness, God wants to reveal the because of oneness, restoration's coming. But I'm telling you right now, even those of you that are on this line, the devil so wants to keep us from coming into this.
Yes, he does.
He does not want us to see it with our own eyes and to touch it with our own hands. He doesn't want this. He wants to continue to keep us in a lethargic state and just kind of let this series come and go like most of the series have. Not that we haven't implemented or God hasn't implemented a lot of which we've learned, but this one is taking a special, special precedence because this here is pointing to the purpose of Christ for us to become the functioning body in the earth.
Yep.
So now he's put an incentive in front of us, if you will. And I feel the anointing of the Holy Spirit. He's put an incentive wanting you to know that if you maintain, if you allow him to keep you in this position, that the years of peace that were stolen will be restored unto you. If you just maintain, if you endeavor, praise God, study, endeavor to stay in the unity of the faith, man, and in the bonds of his peace. If you endeavor, if you just stay in this thing, God wants you to know that restoration
Hallelujah.
Of the things that were stolen from you are coming back to you.
Thank you.
So in this particular message, we pick up in Joel chapter 2. You pretty much have the note. You can read the note. It's the same as the day it was preached. In Joel 2:23, and through 25, it says, be glad then, you children of Zion, and rejoice in the Lord your God, for he hath given you the former rain moderately. Hallelujah. And he will cause to come down for you the rain, the former rain and the latter rain in the first month. And the floors shall be full of wheat, and the vat Hallelujah. Shall overflow Jesus. With wine and oil.
Yes.
God. And I will restore to you the years that the locust hath eaten, the cankerworm and the caterpillar and the pommel worm, my great army, which I sent among you. And you shall eat in plenty and be satisfied and praise the name of the Lord your God that hath dealt wondrously with you, and my people shall never be ashamed. So now we see the promise of restoration, and the word restore means to be safe or give again. It means to repay. And I like this part. It means to be at peace or to be in a covenant of peace. So now listen, if we are in peace, now God is revealing being in peace as a corporate body, as us being one. We learn that we together being propitiated are joined. But now God is tasking, if you will, he's tasking us to understand that now not just my individual joining constitutes the elevated place of peace. It's the understanding that I'm not just by myself. I'm with a body of believers here that are under the same revelation.
Amen.
Now I was chasing 1,000, praise God, in my individual joining. But that's not the dimension of peace that God has for me, neither you. He wants 2 to chase 10,000 and 3 to chase 100. He wants you in total peace, but under a place or in a place of unity with the brethren of this house.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And God wants to elevate us here. So now restoration that I began to see, it was nice, but I'm not looking for 30-fold. I don't know about you. I'm not looking for 60. I want 100-fold. And that means I need to be under the rhema of oneness with you, my brothers and my sisters.
Amen.
That are called into this vineyard.
Thank you, God.
I want the fullness of restoration. And it's going to take me moving in an understanding and you moving in an understanding that each of our joints supply, that we are one bread. We are the body of Christ. We do more damage together than as opposed to being individually going for it.
Amen.
So now I understand that if I'm staying under, my supply is yielded for you. And while you're staying under, your supply is yielded for me.
Hallelujah.
And so on and so on and so on.
Yes, God.
So God is wanting to wake you up to let you know restoration is coming. Why? Because I'm establishing true peace.
Thank you,
through
God.
Christ, your Lord, through my rhema word.
Thank you.
I'm establishing the real dimension of peace. And so therefore, the fullness of restoration is on the way. All right. The key to this, watch, and I'm going to just give you proof to it. You can read the note, if you will, later. I'm just going to keep moving. The key to restored peace is found in the upper verses of Joel chapter 2. It says here in Joel 2, 15 through 18, blow the trumpet in Zion, sanctify a fast, call a solemn assembly. You should remember this. Gather the people, sanctify the congregation, assemble the elders, gather the children, and those that suck the breast. Get everybody in here. I want everybody. The more that come, the more restoration that's going to follow. Let the bridegroom go forth of his chamber and the bride out of her closet. It says, let the priest, the ministers of the Lord, let them weep between the porch and the altar. And let them say, spare thy people, O Lord, and give not thine heritage to reproach, that the heathen should rule over them. Wherefore should they say among the people, where is their God? Verse 18, then the Lord will be jealous for his land and pity his people. When I unify them, when they're all saying this, when they're in the solemn of assembly, not just gathered in under the same roof, but in the power of agreement where their minds are saying the same thing.
Amen.
Let them say, like they did in the book of Acts. They said together in about 7 verses straight down. They said in one mind, and all of a sudden the power of God came, shook the building where they were. And God began to pour out of his spirit upon them. Why? Because he had them in oneness again. And God is saying the same thing happens if I get a people that will come under in a solemn assembly and grab hold of my mind. Then the Lord will be jealous and he'll pity or he'll be jealous and for his land and pity his people. Now, solemn assembly, it means an assemblage, which means band, battery, block, or bunch, like we learned. It means clot, clump, or cluster. It means constellation, group, grouping, huddle, knot, package, or set. All these words point to oneness. All of them point to a many becoming one. Now, the years are restored due to the rhema of us being one and us being his body. It's in the solemn assembly that restoration is found, people. They saw this, as I said, in Acts 2, 3, and 4. They saw the Spirit of God endorsed to manifest anything and everything unto them. When we become one battery, one cluster, one clump, one package, one body, we will see the years and everything that belonged to us that were in those years restored.
Amen. Amen.
There's restoration in oneness. There's an outpouring of not just what's going on now in the present, but God restores the years of peace that were stolen or that were given away or that he could not manifest because of us not being one. Now, if you can't tell that we need each other, we need to all yield our supply together. We need to yield our supply together. So within that supply, when you lay yours down like I am, mm-hmm. when you lay it down, the restoration of peace is in those years. Mm-hmm. They're right there. All that we did not receive. I'm not trying again to chase 1,000. No, I'm looking for more. And I need to be connected. I'm just Amen. One joint in a Amen. Big body. I'm one ligament in a big body. Mm-hmm. It would be like my left side not working right. And the only thing that comes back to because of circulation getting good is maybe a finger or my pinky or maybe my thumb. I don't want just my thumb restored. I want the whole left side restored. Amen. See, I'm just one ligament. I don't just want a portion of what Jesus has. And I need my brothers and my sisters to understand and gravitate to this rhema. And every time you study, you lay down and you yield your supply.
Hallelujah.
Every time you're under propitiation, you begin to yield your supply. And then we all yield. Why? Because we're under the solemn assembly. Yes. We're under the one mind. Amen.
Thank you.
Amen. 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 Hey, glory be to God. All right. Now, we then crossed over into Abounding Winds, where the Lord wanted to give us a deeper understanding to why the anointing is released through our oneness. 196 and 197 point to this revelation. So we're going to pretty much just tie them together, and that will round off our calibration, our balance. All right. So God began to minister to us about a deeper understanding of why this anointing is released. And we just learned this, so it's fairly new, but it might catch somebody up to speed. So now we learned that we would be as Jesus and the Father. All right. First, he gives us this. He prayed about this for us. And now I am no more in the world, but these are in the world. He began to pray. And I come to thee, Holy Father, keep through thine own name those whom thou hast given me, yes. that they may be one as we are. So now when I think about the oneness of Jesus and the Father, I think about this stream or this connecting point of for the anointing, everything that the Father showed Jesus, he brought forth, the glory spoke, it manifested. There was an anointing in their relationship. And he said that if we become one, we would be as him and the Father. And that means Christ. That means the anointing.
Yes.
because that's what the Father and Jesus always produce because of their oneness.
Amen.
So there's a reason behind this. All right. So Jesus in the earth, when he was here by himself, he was the body of Christ. He was a one man band, him and the Father. He was the body. And so he was the body housing Christ, housing the anointing. Mm-hmm. All right. He housed it. It was all in him, all over him.
Mm-hmm.
But if we become one, and Jesus said this, he said, and now I am no more in the world. So he's like, I need to leave my body behind. But these are, they're still here. I'm coming to thee, Holy Father. So I need you to keep through your own character these whom thou hast given me, so they can become one and produce the as that we have. The as means he wanted us to come into this place where as would be how, so they can get it done how we get it done. Just as, it means also, even as. Then it means in proportion as, or in the degree. So that what we do, they can now do. In the proportion, on the same level as you and I. Because I'm no longer going to be here, but I will, they become my body. It'll be me and them, and you and me. And they will be in us. And they will produce what you and I did.
Oh, hallelujah, Lord.
Hallelujah. Yes, the word proportion means according to a particular relationship in size, amount, or degree. It also means the amount or the level or extent to which something happens or is present. So when he said as, he's saying, I want them where we are. Because I'm coming to where you are now. I'll leave, their oneness will become you and I. Their agreement will become as you and I. On the level. Jesus even took it one further, said, greater works now will you do, because I'm heading up to the Father. You're gonna go beyond. No restrictions. Jesus. So the Lord has been revealing what the depth of our oneness truly is. Now, we become as. And then Psalms 133 came back alive, which we read early in the series. It came back around, and the Lord tapped me on the shoulder and said, look at it again. And it says, a song of degrees of David in Psalms 133. Behold how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. It is like the precious ointment upon the head that ran down the beard, even Aaron's beard that went down to the skirts of his garments. It's as the dew of Hermon. Now, this ointment becomes as the dew of Hermon, as the dew of that descended upon the mountains of Zion. It becomes this ointment is the place where the Lord commanded the blessing, even life forevermore. So us becoming this precious ointment becomes where God, the Lord, capital L-O-R-D, all caps, God the Father commands the blessing. Where at? On the ointment. Our oneness is where the anointing is commanded to be. Jesus. I'm going to say that again. Are you still with me? Our oneness mm-hmm. is where the anointing is commanded to be.
Amen.
He said, it's as the dew that descended upon the mountains of Zion. It's that there. It's the dew of Hermon. He says here, then he says, where? The mountains of Zion is where the Lord commanded. What is being compared to it? Our unity. The precious ointment we become. This is where the anointing is commanded to be. You want the anointing? It's going to be found in one another, praise God. Why? Because that's where he commands it to be.
Amen.
You want life forevermore? My goodness, where is it found? In the unity.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Because I'm not going to let you, my God, I'm not going to let you, and you're not going to let me fall.
Amen. 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 Amen.
One can fall down. Two can withhold them. A three-folded cord is, it ain't happening. It ain't going to be broken. Two can withhold him, for if one falls, the other can withstand for him. You see, life forevermore is found in our unity. Praise God. So many days, Elder Allison becomes a holy gnat in my ears, and she becomes someone that she's ready to get in the word. She's ready to get in the word, ready to get in the word. No matter how tired I might be, burnt out I might be, she's ready for Rhema. And by the time we hit right back where I belong. Praise God. I'm finding it in the unity.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank
you. We get on this line and we find strength and power in the unity of our hearing. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
This is where the blessing or the anointing is commanded to be. If two come together agreeing on touching anything, and listen here, we're going to give you a little preview of what's coming. It's not the thing that we agree on, people of God. There's first agreement, and then we can choose the thing we want to talk about. The agreement is both of us being under propitiation. That's Amen. The agreement. Yes, then we can deal with things.
Oh, yeah. Amen.
We don't deal with Amen. Things. No. Just because I want to see you get out of your trouble. No, that's not the agreement. He's saying, no, I need y'all in true agreement, one accord, in the same rhema, under propitiation, praise God. Then tell me what things you need.
Yes, God. Amen, Lord.
That's agreement.
Amen.
So often we come together as a body talking about, man, mm-hmm. pray with me because, man, I'm facing some real trouble. So we agree to get people out of trouble. But who's really propitiated in the agreement? He said, no. Two come together agreeing, then touching anything.
Hallelujah.
Bless God.
Hallelujah.
Why? Because the Lord commands the anointing to work there.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Glory be to God. He commands it to work there for us.
Thank you.
Yes, God.
We become Thank this you. Precious ointment. The word precious means welfare. Prosperity, happiness, that means peace. The word ointment means fat or fat things or fatness. All right, it means also grease from the olives. It does also mean richness, anointing, fat things, fatness, or just fat. All right, this is why the anointing is extracted. It says here in Leviticus 3:1-17, and because of how God broke this down, you're hearing 196 and 197 at the same time. I'm going to show you one scripture in 197 just to confirm all this here. And it says in Leviticus 3:1-14, it says, and if his oblation be a sacrifice of peace offering, if he offer it of the herd, whether it be male or female, love that. Fat can come out of anybody. Mm-hmm. He shall offer it without blemish before the Lord. No, not just a male here, male or female. So any agreement here. And he shall offer thereof. God is perfect in how he does things. And he shall offer thereof his offering, even an offering. Even an offering made by fire unto the Lord.
Yes.
The fat that covereth the inwards. And all the fat that is upon the inwards, and the two kidneys, and the fat that is upon them, which is by the flanks, and the caul above the liver, with the kidneys, and it shall he take away, and the priest shall burn them upon the altar. It is food of the offering made by fire for a sweet savor. All the fat is the Lord's.
Amen.
That's why the anointing comes on the precious ointment that comes on the fat. This is why, because all the fat is the Lord's. Our agreement is that fat.
Yes.
And it belongs
to
him.
To the Lord.
And I know why. Because he said, my son died a brutal death. To bring you all into oneness, and that you might reveal, it might be revealed, you are his resurrected body in the earth. And when I see this oneness, it smells like the burning fat that I used to love when they burned it in the Old Testament. But this now, what's burning is now, what's coming up in my nostrils is your oneness.
Hallelujah, God.
Pastor Jesus.
Shall be for a perpetual statue for your generations throughout all your dwellings, that you eat neither fat nor blood. We know the blood of Jesus propitiated, but we, the body, present the fat.
Thank
we present the fat.
Yes.
Jesus, the man, presented the blood. Oh, yes, he did.
Amen.
Jesus gave the blood, but Amen. The body Amen. Is giving him the fat.
Thank you, Lord.
And all the fat is the Lord.
Thank you, Lord God. Thank you.
So now, if we become this fat, this precious ointment, we become the fatness. We become the sacrifice of peace. And this is why the anointing is being released. Because God is smelling a sweet savor. He's smelling a sweet savor. Yeah, he is.
Bless
God. He's smelling it. And in part 197, and I'm almost done, in part 197, we'll skip down to it, and we'll get confirmation. First of all, the word sweet means the sweetness, the sweet savor. It means delight or restful. It means pleasant or soothing or quieting. Yes, Lord Jesus. This to me, some of you might think I'm bugging out, but this is to me where Jesus forever appeased the Father through his death. But the Father through his death already saw the success or the victory of us becoming one.
And
he would be like my Nana would sit at the table. My Nana would sit at the table when we were on vacation in Maine, and we had a home there, our family did, and we vacationed there. My Nana would sit at the table, and all the people around my Nana was a holy woman of God, truly, truly, truly a woman of God. And my Nana would sit at the table, and they would tell on each other. They'd start telling on the older, like my aunts and uncles. They'd be playing with my Nana, and they'd be like, Nana, you see him over here drinking like that? And she would just laugh and say, oh, he'll be all right. Don't you worry about that. And I remember this as a kid. I remember watching it. And they would always try to get Nana to make somebody stop doing something. And she'd be like, oh, don't you worry about that. They're going to be just fine. And they're drinking, getting Cuda Brown in front of her, having a good time. And my Nana didn't budge. Being a woman of God, didn't budge. Well, that's a picture of the Father. Because he knew that the blood of Jesus was going to bring us into oneness. He didn't budge. He knew. And so Jesus forever appeased him. But now the Father with our oneness is receiving the burning fat as well as the blood that appeased him. And it's giving him it's giving him delight, restful, pleasant, soothing. It quiets. It becomes a sweet savor. And the word savor means a smell or odor of soothing. The root word now, it becomes ruach. So within the savor that's coming up, we now see the breath or the spirit of God released because of our oneness. The ruach is in the savor. So as the Father breathes the oneness in, the ruach is endorsed to do everything and anything.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
That's why the anointing comes through oneness. The ruach is alive in the oneness. And you know it's true. Think about it back over in Acts when they came into oneness. Think about all of what the Spirit was endorsed to do. There was no restrictions, no restraints on any level or in anything that they needed. Everything they needed was supplied. They even said within themselves, let's lay out these folks in the street. Wasn't the design. The apostles didn't say it. They said, they heard the mind of the Spirit, because he was endorsed to do whatever they wanted.
Thank you.
From debt freedom to freedom of sickness, disease, and oppression.
Yes, God.
Why? Because the ruach was released in the savor of their oneness.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
And the ruach kumbah ronkindibya frote baba babyondiba. The ruach of God will be released in the savor of our oneness again.
Hallelujah, Lord. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Hallelujah. Thank you.
Hey, Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah.
It says here in confirmation, and I'm closing here. Now, thanks be unto God, which always causes us to triumph in Christ and maketh manifest the savor of his knowledge by us in every place. For we are unto God a sweet savor of Christ in them that are saved and in them that perish.
Mm-hmm.
We're a sweet savor unto God for our brethren and even for those that are going to hell in a handbasket because they don't want to listen. The savor is still in their nostrils. They still smell it. They despise it, and it is their demise. But we also become a savor to our brethren that are saved. You see? But most importantly for me, we are unto God our Father, a sweet savor of Christ.
Yes.
We are the burning fat. And he loves it.
Okay.
He loves it. And in it, he releases his ruach, even right now, Lord, because of the oneness that we have in this rhema tonight, because of where we are in this balance right now, the calibration that we're under. Lord, please let your spirit be released.
Yes.
Let your spirit be released tonight. Let the ruach be released in the sweet savor of our oneness tonight. Let it be released, O Lord, please. Let it be made manifest. Holy Spirit, do all that needs to be done. For everyone in agreement in this rhema, for everyone that is right here on this line, listening, agreeing, moving forward in it. Let the anointing that removes burdens and destroys yokes be released in the atmosphere and in the situations of every hearer and everyone that is in agreement. Please, O Lord, smell tonight, Father, smell the burning fat of the body of your Son. Smell it. It's us here on the line, amening your word, submitting ourselves to your word, surrendering to it, and desiring it. Receive, Lord God, tonight this offering of peace, as we're submitted unto your rhema, as we're wanting it to rule and guide and conform us, transform us to the image of your Son. Let us be the body. Let us rise as the body.
Yes, Lord God.
And let this savor constantly and continually be in your nostrils, Lord God.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Let propitiation remain as our vision. Give you glory for it, Master.
Thank you, Lord.
Give you honor and praise, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Master.
Hallelujah, Lord.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Lord God. I bless your name.
Thank you for your truth. Thank you, Master, in Jesus' precious name.
Thank you, Jesus.
In Jesus' name. I just want you to exercise something right now because you're not alone. There are many joints under the same supply as you. I want you to go ahead, being endorsed by the head, and speak, not just with who you are, and your supply, but speak with the supply of those that are on this line in agreement with you. Take them with you and let the Lord know you don't stand by yourself. Let the Father know you're not here by yourself. I have brothers with me. I have sisters with me. Let your Ruach be released according to the measure that stands right here with me in the power of agreement.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Release the anointing in every situation that I have. I pray with it now, Father. I speak it now, Father. I speak it right now that everyone that is here in agreement, I'm with them standing right here. I'm hand in hand. There's a body here assembled. And I love you so much and thank you so much for the insight. But now, because we are many ligaments here before you, let the blood that flows not just through one, but flows through many, let it situate everything that we need. Let it fix every circumstance, Lord, tonight. Father, be pleased by it. Father, be pleased by it. And let every burden be removed and every single yoke be destroyed. Lift up every head tonight. Strengthen every feeble knee. Let each joint supply. And let everybody be full of power and strength. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen, amen.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you.
Amen.
Thank you.
That's your balance for tonight. If you have a seed you want to release, you can. If you have a tithe you want to give, please, by all means, give it. You're going to hear some things about that. My goodness, they're going to rock rock your world and bring you into a place of absolute understanding.
Amen.
I mean, bring you into a place of, oh boy. Yeah. So if you have something you want to honor God with, please, by all means, do so.